This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani will be at the United Nations this coming week. He addresses the General Assembly, and even more anticipated than the speech, the possibility of a conversation between Rouhani and an American official, perhaps President Obama. It's been 33 years since the U.S. and Iran had diplomatic relations. Iran's currently under U.S., UN, and Western sanctions over its controversial nuclear program. Iran claims it's enriching uranium for peace purposes. The U.S. and its allies suspect Iran of building nuclear weapons. Joining us now is Dr. Shaul Bakhash. He's Clarence Robinson Professor of History at George Mason University. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
President Rouhani and President Obama have exchanged letters recently. I'm wondering what other overtures the two countries or the two leaders have made toward one another.
None directly. The United States has eased sanctions on some products imported into Iran from the United States. And the Iranian president has made other gestures, obviously both to his domestic audience and to the international audience, including an op-ed piece in the Washington Post in which he declared his readiness to resolve Iran's nuclear issue quickly with the United States and Europe, and to ease tensions between Iran and the international community.
Why is there reason to believe that a true dialogue can happen now after so many years?
Well, we have in Iran a new president who is a moderate, who's pragmatic and practical, and has stated both at home and now abroad his desire to resolve these outstanding issues. And in addition, clearly, the very severe sanctions imposed by the United States and others on Iran are having an effect. And President Rouhani does seem to have the support of Iran's supreme leader in this outreach in which he's currently involved.
Professor Bakhash, I'm wondering if you can explain the relationship between President Rouhani and Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader.
In Iran, the constitution and also in practice is so designed as to give final authority to the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. And Khamenei has been a very hard line on the United States, on Iran's nuclear issue, on even, you know, any moderate negotiations with the West on this issue. But he does seem in this case to have at least acquiesced and even supported President Rouhani in his effort now to resolve these long outstanding issues on the nuclear matter and other issues between Iran and the West.
How much is the impact of the Western sanctions playing into the willingness of Iran to open this dialogue?
I think they're a very important factor. The sanctions have practically paralyzed Iran's banking system, fed inflation, prevented factories from importing needed raw materials and machinery, and much more. And this on top of the mismanagement of the economy by the outgoing administration. But at the same time, I think we also have in Iran really a new team. President Rouhani has managed to put together a cabinet of technocrats and experienced men and women, and this too is an important factor.
What is the mood like among the Iranian people themselves about the possibility that relations would resume between our countries?
By and large, I think there's widespread support in Iran for an improvement of Iran's relations with the United States. The young people particularly don't see the United States as an enemy in the manner in which, until recently, the Iranian supreme leader and Iran's hardliners which to depict it. I think the other interesting question is how much confidence they put into Rouhani's ability to achieve this improvement of relations. And I would say they've moved since the election, and they did elect him. They've moved from skepticism to kind of increasing hope that this time a peace initiative will work.
You mentioned hardliners. They still exist. How much time will they allow President Rouhani to implement his agenda before they reassert themselves?
I think even the hardliners have come to realize that the sanctions are serious and are having a devastating effect on the Iranian economy, and the expectation in the past that they would be lifted or that Iran can overcome them and no longer exist. But at the same time, if we judge by the history of the past, any Iranian president has about a year at most to make good, you know, on his promises and to show results. And if Rouhani can't show results fairly quickly, then I think the hardliners will come back full force to say, we told you so, that a moderate line does not work.
Shaul Bakhash teaches history at George Mason University. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And President Hassan Rouhani of Iran will speak to the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, September 24th. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.